This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops and mercenaries rained artillery on the last access route to the besieged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Video released by the head of Russia's Wagner Private Army shows his fighters inside Bakhmut, which has been blasted to ruins. Reuters verified the location of the video, but could not independently verify its date. In a separate video released on Friday, Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin said he was calling on President Vladimir Zelensky to order the evacuation of Bakhmut to save the lives of Ukrainian soldiers, adding that the city was practically surrounded, with only one route out left open for Ukraine's troops.
At a news conference alongside the Latvian president, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says more weapons are needed to stop Russia.
To stop Russia, we need artillery. That's what we need. That's the number one issue. We also need both systems and ammunition and a lot of shells. We need all this, not in order to shoot at the territory of Russia, but to throw them out of our territory, which is fair.
At India's Rasina dialogue, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov says the G20 formed to bring finance ministers together and didn't use to address conflicts, but now all they talk about is Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden's and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday, focused largely on war in Ukraine, China, and other matters amid signs of strains between the transatlantic partners. Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office,